Power Play. Here's your host, C. Williams.
Let's get a cracking. 3 o'clock standing tall, feeling good here as we roll through the week. Tuesday, Power Play, NBC Sports Radio 920. Also, LVSportsNetwork.com on the website and Facebook, doing it live. Glad you could join us. I'm Seed Williams. Mike Yu, he's got us here as far as Facebook Live co-producer. Also, Angels got us working on this live remote. Ari, he's back on campus. He's got the ones and twos. Plenty to get to. Of course, we're going to get to what we're doing here. Right in front of Truly Nolan Pest Control, 6000 Southeastern. It's the Toy Drive, Toys for Hope for the Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation. We'll be into that. Also, we're going to give a little Grinch using that segment. It'll end in a couple of weeks after Christmas. Then we go back to Dope, Up in Your Face, Final Go Around, all that good stuff coming your way. Ari, how are you, brother?
I'm good. Well. Sorry, I'm pressing buttons here. I'm good, good. Thanks. How about yourself? Loving the toy drive, by the way. I love this every year.
Awesome. Appreciate you. All right, let's drop the hit list. Let's get busy with it.
Let's do it.
All right, we'll start you with the 5th annual Toys for Hope Toy Drive for the Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation, doing it right now. I got here at 2 a.m. this morning. I'll be here until about 9, 10 o'clock Thursday morning, so you have all of today, all of tonight, early in the morning, tomorrow afternoon. By the way, Santa's coming for the kids. The kids will come and pick their toys up beginning about 2 o'clock tomorrow. So I have an 82-year-old volunteer who wants to be Santa Claus. We're going to let him do his thing when the kids arrive here. And ages 0 through 23, toys unwrapped, new toys. And just think, it doesn't have to be something really expensive if you can't afford it. 99-cent store will work. Whatever you can afford, whatever you can do. This thing right here is always going to be the community, okay? Eventually, we'll do some things. We're corporate. We'll donate, things of that nature. But we'll always make it a mom-and-pop setup here where you can always have your chance to come down. You're in control of this, not some corporate. So that's what I appreciate about the folks that come down here and do this for us. And just a little update on some of the peeps that have been down here. Bill Vance, the manager here of the Truly Nolan Pest Control, he went across the street over to Walmart, dropped a nickel. A nick, we call it. $500 on toys. And we also appreciate the fact that we hook everything up through them in front here. Tell you more about Kevin Hicks. He's actually the partner with me that got this thing started. He's always providing the RV for me and everything else. And he made a big donation, a check we're going to drop as Jeff Gordon. He is the vice president and COO of the Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation. He's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk more about that. Good friend who comes every year, Mike, every year. He works for Pinball Hall of Fame, 1610 East Trop. They're getting a new place right over by Harley-Davidson on the strip in 2 years. He always brings the stuffed animals. You see some of them up here being registered. Paul brought in the first bike. I'm hoping my friend Cookie will bring those series of bikes tomorrow. She does it every year for us. And then my good girl, Linda. Linda Karen Miller, who that doll right there is, that's a classic doll. She brought a bunch of toys. She's been here every year. All 5 years, Linda comes through and drops off stuff. Several other people. I missed a few people along the way. I apologize. But I'm here. Weather is cooperative. We appreciate Mother Up Top doing it. Speaking of moms, the whole concept of this is basically tied into moms. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Mom. She would be 96. Lost her in 2003. And moms cared for all the kids in the neighborhood. She was the babysitter, and I was the baby of five. She sacrificed her whole life for all of us. And she died of bone marrow cancer that year. So you take cancer, you take the kids, you tie it together. Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation Happy birthday, Moms. She's got me sitting here, and everything is all good. So plenty other stuff that we'll get to, but we'll also talk about what Kevin Hicks did and what he's doing for this promotion, Finley Acura, the Valley Auto Mall. You know, some other things that took place. Of course, the Vegas Golden Knights last night. Let me tell you, Subban was sick in the pipes. He gave up one goal. He stopped, 27 of 28 shots. And Fleury, they don't play him back-to-back on road games. So Subban needed some help, didn't get it offensively. And the Knights went down to Columbus 1-0 in that ball game, or in that game, rather, last night. But they're still good. And I don't know about many of you out there, but I like old-school smash-mouth throwback football. And the score doesn't indicate the competitiveness of the game, generally, or the excitement of the game. You don't know who's going to win it. And that game last night, many of you say it was a clunker, a dud. No, it was very competitive. It mattered. You had a team that was basically on life support in the Carolina Panthers, and they tried everything that they could to get that victory against the Saints, playing at home, the Panthers were. But they lost 12-9. The quarterbacks, you say they were brutal. They were, but it's because the defenses wouldn't allow them to get in that sweet spot or that comfort zone. Breeze and Cam Newton combined for only 334 yards, two picks and no touchdowns. Okay, that was the defense, though, that made that happen. So kind of understand what's going on. When you see a team or two teams struggle, it's not because they're not trying. It's because their will has been taken away, and they've been taken off that spot. Who's going to end up being the team representing the NFC? Right now, I have no idea. Okay, we'll go down the list of the – and they're not pretenders. They're all contenders because they're all likely going to be representing their division. We'll start with the 12-2 Saints. The problem with them is, two in a row they've dropped. Excuse me, they've won their last game, but they struggled before that. 12-13, okay, they've won that. But, however, in the last three games, they're 2-1. And they only averaged 19 points have in those last three ball games. Dallas and Carolina, they only got 12.5 in those two, so 13 points a game. Drew Brees slowing down, but their defense is very strong. In games where Drew Brees hasn't thrown a TD, they're, I believe, unbeaten. So their defense is stable. They have that running game, the two-headed monster. And we'll see if we see them down the stretch coming February. The Rams, on the other hand, they were gutted by the Saints back in Week 9, and they've lost their last two games, the Bengals and the Eagles, and they're averaging only 14.5 points during that course, which is a problem. Bears, on the other hand, their defense is what they live by, and defenses, they normally say, win Super Bowls. Unfortunately for them, their record may not get them a home game against one of the other two teams atop that I mentioned, but if you have to go to Soldier Field, you're probably coming out pretty wounded and with an L, a loss. Then there's the Cowboys. Enough said, okay. It's fun. It's good to see Jerry's World be successful. And when I'm over at Shooters, which is a Cowboy bar, it is pretty rabid. And I root for them because I'm there hosting the party. I want to see them do well. But they're so inconsistent. Zeke, if he's running the ball, great. Dak, on the other hand, he put up the 450-plus the other night, and he was very efficient in their win against the Saints a few weeks back, but he's not really as consistent as you want. So when they get behind in a game, can they really come back and pull things out? That's going to be the big question mark for the Cowboys overall. So I don't know. We'll see. It's fun, though. It's fun. The AFC on the other side, you look at the two best teams on that side of the ledger, and they're both in the same division. That's Kansas City and the Chargers. And the question is, who's going to end up winning that division? Kansas City, if they win out their next two games, it looks like they should with their schedule, then they'll be there. The Chargers, on the other hand, if they steal, and they had a steal the other night when they won in Kansas City, that was basically, when Anthony Lynn went for two, the Chargers just don't do that. Mike McCarthy never would have called that. You could go back to all the coaches. They just wouldn't have done it. Anthony Lynn is like, you know what? This team is playing better than we are. We rallied. We got two touchdowns in 4 minutes. We're on the road here at Arrowhead. Let's go for two. They went for two. they got the victory. North Turner wouldn't have done that, right? No coach that the Chargers have had over the last 10 years or so would have gone for two. They would have settled for the point and then would have lost in overtime. But right now the Chargers 11-3, just like Kansas City, and we'll see what happens. The AFC is fun. The Patriots going down, that was kind of nice to see. The Steelers, on the other hand, they're kind of inconsistent. And then the Ravens. Pretty good chance I'll be watching them up close and personal in the StubHub Center this coming Saturday night. Chargers and the Ravens. I submitted my credential request. If it comes through, I'll know by tomorrow. Then Finley Acura is going to hook me up with the wheels, and I'm going down. I'll get you some interviews. We'll post them on Facebook, and we'll do them on the show Monday. So we'll see what happens, because that team there, the Ravens, they live by defense. If they win their game, they're still sticking right there. A half game behind the Steelers. We'll find out what happens in that moment. Unfortunately for them, they lose the tiebreaker. The Steelers whipped them already twice during the regular campaign. All right, let's see. What time we got here? What time is it back there, Ari? Huh?
Up in your face. Powered by Symmetry Medical Spa.
I'm going to make this pencil disappear.
Ta-da!
It's gone.
And now I'm going to have to kill this fucking clown.
What's that noise?
Oops. I farted. I didn't think you would hear me.
Up in your face.
In your face.
In your face.
I about to get up in your face, looking at 311 right now. Ari,
yes.
I'm going to ask you this question. The folks on Facebook Live can hear you. I'll repeat it. Right now, take a guess. What city is murder capital in the USA?
Well, I would have to say Chicago. That's always Chirac. That's what we call it. So
Chirac.
That's not even funny, Chicago. Honestly, but that's my guess, yes.
Well, that would be basically everyone's guess, but to surprise you, here's the order. Okay, number 5 surprises me. I'm surprised they're on the list. Baton Rouge, number 5. Yes, number 5 as far as USA murder capital. Jeez. And number 4 is New Orleans, and I understand that is still a fallout from Katrina. What was that, 2005? When that happened, and most people were moved to Houston and other places, the gangbangers there basically looted and took over the city. And I don't think the city has ever really recovered from that economically, socially, and as far as the gangbangers moving them out. They're still there, and they will probably stay there for, I don't know, until they bring in a gang squad to push them out. Otherwise, they're going to be dealing with that for some time. That's number 4. Murder capital, city number 3, yeah, Motown, Detroit. Yeah. And that's lack of employment. When they shut down GM, all the other jobs that aren't available, it's a shame, because that was a money-producing city with the automobile industry and everything else for many years, but not so much over the last decade. Number 2, The Wire, Baltimore. Yeah, they had the TV show, and everything they showed you on that TV show, that series years ago, was basically Baltimore. It's a tough place where the unemployment rate is very high, and they struggle. I haven't mentioned Chicago, right?
Right.
Well, number 1 is St. Louis.
Wow.
The Lou just jumped up to number 1 as murder capital of USA. Chicago, on the other hand, reported last year 653 murders, right? Now, however, per capita, they rank behind these 5 cities I just mentioned. Now, I dropped this story for one reason. Is Vegas in the top 10? What do you think?
You're asking me a rhetorical?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
You know what? I've heard things about this, and I mean, I know what I know, so I feel like it should be a no, but it is possible. And since you brought it up, I'm going to say yes.
Well, Daily Digit provided the story in numbers. Vegas listed in the top 10 for the first time ever in the first half of last year. And this is before October 1.
Wow.
And 58 people were murdered on that mass murder. So you add that and no telling where we are. They didn't give a listing of where Vegas is in the top 10 as far as murder capital U.S., but that's a very unfortunate trend. I mean, that's something that we don't really want to have our city a part of, but the numbers don't lie. Man, that's a bad thing getting up in your face.
Up in your face, in your face, in your face.
Yeah, that's it's rough out here, though. I mean, I hate to say it, but maybe it opened the eyes of some of the out, like visitors and whatnot, because we have the stigma that it's just all fun and games here, and it's nothing to be proud of, obviously. But yeah, there's definitely a lot, you know, a lot of crazy things that happen here. So well, hopefully,
what you got, brother?
Hopefully, we'll be off the top 10 next year, and never.
I agree.
On something a little lighter hearted here. I don't know how I can describe this to you. You're familiar with Fortnite. You've heard of this. It's a gamer game that, you know, everybody's
glued
to the screens play. They're getting sued now. This is like the third time in the last however many months, because their characters, they're using the characters are emulating dances that are popular in pop culture. And there's a lot of confusion because the trademarks and things like that. These are things that just happen on the internet and you see them, so they're not always trademarked or copywritten. So there's a kid that does, I know you've seen this, and I wish I was there with the Facebook Live to show you. Maybe Angel could show you. It's this kid called the Backpack Kid. Yeah, and he has a dance. It's flossing, it's called. It's where you you swing your arms kind of in front of you and like left to right,
right,
and behind you. And
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, people do it all the time. So he is actually the third person now suing them behind guy to Millie, who had the Millie Rock dance, very popular thing. They used that with no credit. And then also good old Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Alfonso Ribeiro, is also suing them for using his Carlton dance. I don't know. I'm 50-50 on it. I mean, it's my thing is more of a misrepresentation than anything, because a lot of the times these games or TV shows or what have you use these things, and then the things that they stand for are kind of not in the same light, if that makes sense. They're not things that said people, Alfonso Ribeiro and things like that, would want representing them. So I guess if I were one of these people, it'd be more about like, I don't want my dance in your game necessarily. Like, we need to talk about this. You can't just throw it in there. So
I got you.
I don't know how much of a claim they have. There's a lot of gray area on these kind of things. And I guess this guy in particular, the Backpack Kid, he said he was kind of honored to be in there. So he doesn't really care. But then in the same thing, he said he's suing them. So I don't know. It's a little interesting.
Show me the money.
In your face. In your face.
Agreed. Yeah.
Yeah. This one right here is going back in time. And we missed this one, but it's there, and it's going to be there. We'll try to get the results. But that comeback victory for the Chargers a couple of Sunday nights ago in Pittsburgh, I didn't know this about Steeler fans. There's a woman. She's next to her husband. You could go up on YouTube and see the video. 26-year-old woman, and she's a Charger fan dressed in Charger gear, and she's pregnant. And a male Steeler fan is choking her out. He's choking her out to the point where he almost knocks her over the rail because they're on one of the upper levels. Her husband is there. He's stopping it. All of a sudden, a video is posted of Steeler fans throwing beer, punches, headbutting one another. The gentleman, his name is Daniel Minshew. He's basically going to sue. So I think they have identified the perpetrator who was choking his pregnant wife. And I had no idea Steeler fan was like this. I knew about Eagle fan. I knew about Raider fan.
Put that on the Steelers fans, though. That's just one crazy piece of...
Well, wait. You're missing the meat. The meat is someone's got their phone out and they're videotaping the whole area.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
And in that area, you see guys throwing punches just randomly. Don't care who they hit. Throwing beer, headbutting one another like Rams. Okay, this is more of a Grinch, but in a negative way, it's also getting up in your face.
Up in your face, in your face, in your face.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about all that.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Okay, my computer. Oh, here we go.
You got one more?
I do. I'm just having some issues, unfortunately.
If you don't, you know what? We'll step out.
Let's
step out. We'll step out and we'll come back and talk a little football. And then after that, Jeff Gordon, he's the CEO and president of the Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation. He'll be live on the set with us here. We'll talk about exactly what this fifth annual charity drive, Toys for Hope, is all about. And much more here. Power Play, getting it done. 6000 Southeastern, drop off your toys. I'm here until Thursday morning. Power Play. See you across the street.
Symmetry Medical Spa. They'll straighten you up from head to toe. Call them at 702-749-7575. That's Symmetry Medical Spa.
I remember when I lived in Vegas back in the day, we'd get comps for game tickets, meals, basically free stuff. It's what the town used to be run on. Well, there's actually a Ford dealership that still does it. Ford Country in the Valley Auto Mall. With every new car purchase, you get free registration, free tint, and a free cheeseburger. If you're going to buy a new car, why not get one with all the free stuff you can get? It's the Vegas way, and it's probably why they're the number one Ford dealer in all of Nevada. Go see my guy Brad and his team at Ford Country. It's a free country.
Symmetry Medical Spa wants you to have the big, luscious lips you have always dreamed about. In just 20 minutes, you can have the lips you always desired, and for a limited time, when you buy one filler, you get Botox for free. Yes, that's right. No gimmicks, no fine print. Buy one filler and get free Botox. Get the lips to match your beautiful body and watch the heads turn. Call now, 702-749-7575 to schedule your appointment or visit SymmetryMedicalSpa.com. Symmetry Medical Spa. 749-7575. Se habla español.
For the best southern fixin' and soul food in town, you gotta hit up TC's Rib Crib. 3655 South Durango, number 18. They have the best spare ribs in town. Fried chicken, been there, done that. Check out their award-winning catfish, also their candied yams, their collard greens. Kids eat free on Monday. TC Rib Crib. Give them a call at 702-451-RIBS. 702-451-7427. TC Rib Crib, the best soul food in Vegas. Join me each and every Thursday at High Scores Bar Arcade, where we'll be doing it live. We'll get underway at 3 o'clock with Power Play, the show. We'll present that. Then it's the NFL Thursday Night Football Party. Happy hours from 4 to 6. During the party, NFL player jerseys, Vegas Golden Knights gear, shows, movies, Rebel Eats, and more. Power Play from 3 to 4. Happy hour. Then the NFL Thursday Night Football Party, hosted by yours truly at High Scores Bar Arcade. Stephanie and the 215 on NBC Sports Radio 920 The Game.
Few things in life are more exciting than Las Vegas hometown hockey team. If you're going to some of the games this season, Ellis Island invites you to join them for a great pregame experience. Starting 2 hours before every game, stop by for the best pregame special.
$6 slap shots.
That's a shot in any Ellis Island beer along with some snacks. Before the puck drops, head for Ellis Island on Koval Lane at Flamingo for some great pregame fun. You might even win a custom-made hometown hockey jersey. Ellis Island says have fun and please drink responsibly.
ReliableBanner.com. With the holidays here, you need signs and custom banners that can be produced quickly. You need Reliable Banner. We can produce signs and banners for all your holiday corporate events, private parties, and New Year's celebrations. Reliable Banner will print it, stitch it, fly, and post it. And it's 100% reliable. Happy holidays from Reliable Banner.
Go with Reliable. ReliableBanner.com.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Back on the streets of Vegas, 324, feeling good here on a clear, sunny day in Vegas. Tuesday, day one of the toy drive, Toys for Hope for the Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation. Good to see the folk that have already showed up, expecting you to come by as well when you get off work. And if not, that's the thing about Vegas. We're in a city where there's four shifts. You have the regular 9-to-5-er. You've got the swing shift. You've got the afternoon shift, you got the overnights, and graveyard. So it's set up to where so many different people can show up here with toys after their shift. So if you're like working in a hotel, you might be dealing cards and holding the crap stick, other things. Come on over. 6000 Southeastern. Getting it done, all right? All night long. I'm up all night. Got here at 2 a.m. Ain't going anywhere. And we'll find out who's going to the Super Bowl, but it's going to take some time. We've got a couple of weeks left. Big game down in San Diego, though. The Ravens and the Chargers, down in L.A. I beg your pardon, at StubHub. 30,000 people. I want to get this credential accepted, my request, so I could go down there and cover it and do some interviews and check out the scenery so I could give you a heads-on exactly what it's like. Take some Facebook shots. I got a shooter down there for me. All set to go. I just got to get that credential set up. So that game right there is the biggest game of the weekend. It's Saturday night. It's your 5 o'clock Saturday night game. So every time I've seen the Ravens play the Chargers or had in the past, the last four times, all in San Diego, the Chargers lost. So would this be the year? Could this be the year that the Chargers have really turned things around and they could get that particular demon off them? Because that's the one team that has dominated the Chargers is the Ravens. Different change now with Anthony Lynn as the head coach and Wisenhunt doing their plays on offense. So we'll see if that matters. That's a key game. So Ravens are 8-6, Chargers 11-3. Steelers 8-5-1. And it doesn't get any easier. They got the Saints. They could end up losing this division. I think they'll make the playoffs. I think we're talking about the four teams. The Texans. Well, the six teams. Texans, Kansas City, Chargers, Steelers, Ravens, and Patriots. Patriots are going to win their division. But Tom Brady has really, I'm not going to say he's fallen off the cliff, but he has declined. And I think the majority of that is because Gronk isn't the same Gronk. He's not healthy. He's beat up. Listen, they project that football players last 5 years or so. Gronk is an aging tight end. Tight ends, remember, they're the physical receivers. They're in the mix. They're not wide receivers. Wide receivers are your pretty boys playing football. They're the guys that get to make the touchdowns and have all the celebrations and the stunts and things of that nature. Tight ends are blocking, lead blocks. Sometimes they have to pick up the blitz. Receivers never have to do that. That's your running back and your tight end. Gronk is beat up. Is he done yet or through? That I can't say. But he is part of the reason why the decline is taking place with Brady. You watch Brady throw a pass. He can spin it. He can still spin it. No problems at all. However, when you lose your number one weapon, the guy that you've had for years, and now he just can't go like he can. He's so slow. You saw him in that game where Miami closed out the game, and he's trying to tackle a guy. He couldn't get out of his own way. He's hurting. And can you imagine what it's like? Remember Ricky Williams played for the Dolphins that many years? He talked about what it was like going into the film room on Monday after playing Sundays. He said he would wear shades because he could barely see. You get, treatment and stuff of that nature. That night, you'll ice down, the whirlpool, whatever else they're going to do for you. Guys don't really take the shots they used to take in their knees and other areas where the injuries are. Nowadays, there's other ways of treating that, whether it be by pill or massage or whatever the case may be. And the ice is very important. But Ricky Williams said that by the time you got to Friday, his body was just beginning to recuperate and recover from last Sunday. So if you played an early short game from a Sunday to a Thursday, you're in trouble, right? I understand the players wanting to rid themselves of playing the Thursday night game. I get it. However, because the money that's coming in from CBS, Fox, and then from the NFL Network, and that contract is extended through another handful of years, and it will be probably extended because the networks are going to fight over it. We've had some good Thursday night games. For us, it doesn't matter. We want to see some football, and good football is what we've been seeing this year in Thursday night games as opposed to in the past. And then you think about the travel to across the pond, right, to Wembley Stadium. They're making too much money there. They're not going to quit that. The NFL is in total control. Sure, they're control freaks, but it's their business. So would it be in their business, they can run it how they want to and please. They wanted to go to Mexico City. Fortunately, they used brighter thinking and pulled the plug on that one. The reason so, because, hey, the surface wasn't proper. The surface isn't proper. You can't play. And that was the right move there. And I applaud them for that. Okay, they got that right. We lose the money. Groundkeepers didn't keep it right. They had soccer games, concerts, everything else there in Mexico City. So you did the right thing by pulling that game back to L.A. And we saw a college football game in the Coliseum between those two teams, Kansas City and the Rams. And it's great when you have that type of a setup. Come on and sit down, Jeff. Welcome, brother. But, you know, it's a case where, hey, in the end, we really don't know what's going to happen here with these teams down the stretch. New England's going to be in the playoffs, we know. Texans are going to be in the playoffs. Chargers, as well as Kansas City. But then you have other teams still there on the outside looking in. The Dolphins, what's going to happen there? The Colts is a team I would be concerned with if I'm the Ravens and the Steelers, because you never know what's going to happen there. It's a case where one of those teams can rub one of the other teams out. But it's fun. And this is what parity brings. Parity is what we want. Parity is what we look for. And parity is what we've got. And there you have it for football. Joined now by our good friend, Jeff Gordon. He is the Vice President and COO of the Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation. Brother,
good to see you, Steve.
Fifth year.
Yeah, we're here again.
Rocking it. Yep.
Awesome.
You know, Andrea gave me a tour of the facility. I didn't talk to you before, but I hope it's okay to share the story you shared with me about how Britney Spears ended up making. Here's the deal. Right down here is where you used to reside, okay?
Yes.
And it's a nice place, and things went well, but you needed more space. And I asked you earlier about Britney Spears and how she ended up donating that $1 million to you that you can move down the street in a great facility. You've got the caring place there. I mean, I got the tour. I was blown. Share the story with our listeners on the radio and on Facebook Live here on exactly what Britney Spears did and how you got yourself in this position, which is remarkable.
Well, it's just, it was wonderful. We got a call from Tony Shea over at Zappos, and he just said that Britney was moving here. This was about 5 years ago. She was preparing for her residency here, and as she did so, she wanted to meet with different children's charities, and she wanted to attach herself to one and do something special, and something special she ended up really doing. But they came in and they had presentations with quite a few different children's charities, and we were fortunate enough, see, to in our presentation to do something right, I guess, to pique her interest, and she wanted to get more involved with the Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation, and we have been forever grateful for that. And we had no idea she was going to come in. You know, the way she came in was just unbelievable. And she said, "What do you really need?" And you know, as we had taken over the caring place, we had all the childhood and family services and the adult services and healing arts with the caring place. We needed to be in one building, but we didn't really want to take the dollars away from our programs and services that we give to our families and children. So we just said, you know, we need to be in one building, but that building has to be paid for. And Brittany just stepped up and says, you know, would $1 million take care of that? And I want to raise that for you. And so over the next couple of years, she did exactly that by $1 of all of the ticket sales to her shows going to us. And then she did a big X-Cycle event, which was wonderful. And she raised, you know, over $1 million. And it all went to that building. So we now have our own home. It's the Britney Spears campus. And we will be forever grateful to her for that. And I think a lot of people don't realize that she has the community heart that she does.
Absolutely. That's a knockout story.
Yeah.
Jeff Gordon, he is CEO and president of the Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation, also the Caring Place. Now, explain the Caring Place, which is for adults that have been touched by cancer. I walked through that area. I like the setup there. The lights are dimmed in certain areas. kind of explain for folks out there that may want to get in touch, that may need some support?
Well, the Caring Place literally is for adults and families of all people that have been touched by cancer or any life-threatening illnesses. And as you come to the Caring Place, as you said, the lights are dimmed in some places. It's a place of peace and serenity, and it's a place where people can come and relax. And it's we have all the healing arts there. We have Reiki. We have massage therapy. You saw the beautiful spa facilities we have there, and we have over 80 massage and therapists around town, Reiki masters, cranial therapists that will come in and donate their time at the Caring Place. And so as our patients and as oncologists and different clinics refer their patients to the Caring Place, they can come there for no charge to any of them. We never charge our clients. And they can come in and they can have these healing arts given to them, and therapists from all over the valley come and donate their time to do that. So they let us know when they're available, and we schedule accordingly. And but you know, there's so many other things also at the Caring Place that happen for adults. We have all sorts of classes, yoga classes, you know, we have bingo days there. We even have Celine Dion, our violin player there, that will come and just let people relax, and she'll play the violin for, you know, an hour. And
she can go.
Mm-hmm. She is amazing. And the beautiful thing about that, it's a place for people to come, and it's a safe place and a harbor for them. And we're delighted to do that. And even to our moms and our dads of our children over at the Caring Place, as the kids are doing different activities, they can come in and have massage therapy, and they can have things. So it's just a beautiful combination, and it has brought us full circle seat with not only taking care of children and their families, but now adults and their families and caregivers that are touched by cancer and other life-threatening illnesses.
It's pretty awesome. Got ahead of things this year a bit earlier, getting the promotion together. Next year we'll get ahead even further. The one thing I mentioned to you earlier is I want to make sure we keep this where this is in touch with the people. In other words, I always want to be available where the people come and drop the toys off and gifts, where they can sit down and we can speak, they can share stories and engage in things of that nature. We will get some bigger donations down the road, but I never want to go all corporate. I want to always be like a mom's pops things where, you know, it's old school
Vegas. People are coming in.
People are coming in. I always want the people, the public, you guys actually, this is your charity, okay? We set this up where you can still come down and engage with the people that are processing this. Myself, Jeff, Kevin Hicks of Finley Acura, who, by the way, speaking of which, Kevin Hicks of Finley Acura, I want to do this live on the air.
Oh, wow.
Donated a $1,500 check.
Look at this. How great is that?
Yeah. He loads up the RV every year.
I'll say, let's hear it for him. You know, he's done this every year. He's brought your sleeping quarters here, hasn't he?
He's the guy.
Kevin,
His guys, Roger, his wife, Denise, and everyone else, they'll come through here with toys. They'll go across the street to Walmart and get the toys. And this year he's like, you know what, Seat? I want to do something extra. Boom, he dropped the check, and he's bringing by toys. His friends are bringing by toys, and he loads up the RV every year. I mean, he's basically doing so much in this community. And a lot of folk out there on Facebook don't understand that Vegas has a warm heart. We're not just a show city. This is a family community. We have over 2.2 million people here. And every year it's getting better, and the city's coming together more. And it's a giving city. So right here, right now, you come down here right in front of Truly Nolan Pest Control, 5th Annual Toy Drive, Toys for Hope, the Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation. Ages infants to 23, unwrapped new gifts and toys. And, hey, if they wanted to also get to you after I leave on Thursday, let's give them information on that. If they want to present a check or something of that nature, how can they go about that, Jeff?
Well, they can just come right over to the office. We've got people coming up here and waving and honking. It's great. But they can just come right over to our office. We love to have people come by the office located at 3711 East Sunset Road. It's right there between Pecos and Sand Hill. And everybody knows where Wayne Newton's properties are. It's just east of that a little bit. But we would love to have people come by and drop off gifts or whatever they would like. And they're welcome to have a tour of the new facility, the Britney Spears campus, which is always lovely. But this started with you, and you and I were at an event, like 6 years ago at KISS. I remember that. And you came up and you said you wanted to do something special. And I just want you to know how much we love and appreciate you and how much our families do. The kids ask us every year if you're going to be back and do this. And the impact that this is having, and we need the community to come out and help have this impact. For many of the children that we serve, and we serve hundreds of them, this is their Christmas. They don't, because of family circumstances and medical bills and everything else. So you do this. Truly, Nolan has gotten behind and jumped in with you shoulder to shoulder to do this. And we so much appreciate them. And, Kevin Hicks over at, to give a check like this.
That's
and do this. He is. And, you talk about this being a community thing and a community drive. I am amazed every day at this community and the generosity and the love that we have. And we've seen what happens when something happens, terrifically sad in this community or tragically, as we saw, with so many things we've gone through. And this community is amazing. And they're supporting your drive the same way to help these kids, have Christmas and to be able to enjoy a time of year that everyone should be able to enjoy. So we love you, brother. Thank you,
you
for doing what you do.
Before you go, we go back. We're going back to 1989.
Yes.
Las Vegas Silver Streaks. Now, that was the World Basketball League, the 6'5 and under league, where a bunch of guards ended up. It was a great league. Cities like Vancouver, Saskatoon, Calgary, Youngstown, Fresno, Memphis, Chicago, here in Vegas. Yep. And I happened to be the play-by-play radio voice for the Las Vegas Silver Streaks.
Yep.
So I got to travel, and it was one of the best periods of my entire life as far as having fun, meeting people. Now, there's a connection, though, and I'm trying to recollect. You were there around that time. You were dealing with, was it the CBA?
Yes. I was in the CBA for 9 years as the general manager of the Wyoming Wildcatters, and had the likes of Cassie Russell as my coach for a few years, and we had a lot of fun. He took us, to the finals of the CBA 1 year, and we played a guy by the name of Phil Jackson, who was coaching the Albany Patroons. And Bill Musselman was in the league, and Eric's dad. But so we had a lot of that. And from that, transferred into the Silver Streaks. And Sonny Allen, a dear friend of mine, when he was coaching at Reno, we signed a couple of his players in the CBA. But they asked me to come down as general manager of the Silver Streaks. So I came in right at the end of that first year, and where we won the whole thing.
Yep.
And got a beautiful championship rings that I got to design and, and do, and we're working on getting another one here, on all of that we went through. So those pro basketball years, and we kind of were connected. We did some interviews in that through that time seat, so we
That's
go back. We go back a little ways.
That's
we
89?
Go back. Yeah, that was
that's 19 years ago.
We actually did an interview in '88 when I very first came here.
That was
on
the
that.
First year,
so,
right?
Yeah, that was the first year. So. It was great, and you've just you've grown with this community, and you've grown with all the important things to it. So you've been an integral part of it.
And what you're doing is awesome.
Well, it's one. Even through the pro basketball days, I was always working with nonprofits and children's charities, and it's always had a special place in my heart. And when I got the opportunity to come to a very young Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation that was still trying to decide what direction they wanted to go in, and to see where we've come now as we aligned ourselves with the very first pediatric oncologist that moved here, Dr. Ronald Osees, he was the founder of the Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation. fashion. And when he moved here in the early 90s, there wasn't an organization like this that existed that would cover all of the diseases, from sickle cell to all the immune, all the blood-related diseases, all the things that he treated. It wasn't just cancer. And so he said, we need somebody that's going to take care of all of those. And that's why the Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation became what it is. And still unique to not only this state, but to the nation as far as covering all the diseases that we do cover and all the programs and services that we offer, over 45 of them. So it's a privilege to do it, and we need the help of our community to do it, and people like yourselves and people that have the heart of gold like you do and that can continue to give to the children and the families of this community that by no fault of their own are in a very right. tough place.
And that's where you come in, folk. So come on down. Check me out, 6000 Southeastern, right between Patrick Lane and Russell, across the street from Walmart. And I'll be here until Thursday about 10 a.m., right through. It doesn't matter, 2 a.m.
All night long.
Yep, 4 a.m., 4 p.m. tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll give some of the toys away to the families. That's my favorite part. I got to put the sun, the shades on. It's a teardropper. And the thing I noticed though is the kids are so happy, and the parents are so happy. It shows their strength, you know, and it shows you how important this time and moment is for everyone. So
without question,
brother.
Without question, thanks, brother. Love you.
Good people.
All right,
Jeff Gordon, the CEO and president.
Come on down, bring some toys.
Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation. We'll step away. Grinch across the street.
Symmetry Medical Spa wants you to laugh, love, and live again. How, you ask? Symmetry Medical Spa is offering FemTouch. FemTouch is a medical, non-invasive urinary incontinence procedure that will control bladder leakage and tighten the vaginal wall. It only takes 2 to 3 treatments and only 5 minutes of your time in our office. Symmetry Medical Spa always offers free consultations, and for a limited time, you can receive $1,000 off. Easy financing. Lands are available. Call now, 702-749-5555. And ask about their free Botox special. Se habla español.
For the best Southern fixin' and soul food in town, you gotta hit up TC's Rib Crib. 3655 South Durango, number 18. They have the best spare ribs in town. Fried chicken? Been there, done that. Check out their award-winning catfish, also their candied yams, their collard greens. Kids eat free on Monday. TC Rib Crib. Give them a call at 702-451-RIBS. 702-451-7427. TC Rib Crib, the best soul food in Vegas. Join me each and every Thursday at High Scores Bar Arcade, where we'll be doing it live. We'll get underway at 3 o'clock with Power Play, the show. We'll present that. Then it's the NFL Thursday Night Football Party. Happy hours from 4 to 6. During the party, NFL player jerseys, Vegas Golden Knights gear, shows, movies, Rebel Eats, and more. Power Play from 3 to 4. Happy hour. Then the NFL Thursday Night Football Party, hosted by yours truly at High Scores Bar Arcade. Stephanie and the 215 on NBC Sports Radio 920 The Game.
Few things in life are more exciting than Las Vegas' hometown hockey team. If you're going to some of the games this season, Ellis Island invites you to join them for a great pregame experience. Starting 2 hours before every game, stop by for the best pregame special. $6 slap shots. That's a shot in any Ellis Island beer along with some snacks. Before the puck drops, head for Ellis Island on Cobalt Lane at Flamingo for some great pregame fun. You might even win a custom-made hometown hockey jersey. Ellis Island says have fun and please drink responsibly.
Go with ReliableBanner.com.
With the holidays here, you need signs and custom banners that can be produced quickly. You need Reliable Banner. We can produce signs and banners for all your holiday corporate events, private parties, and New Year's celebrations. Reliable Banner will print it, stitch it, fly, and post it. And it's 100% reliable. Happy holidays from Reliable Banner.
Go with Reliable, ReliableBanner.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show. The Rich Eisen Show.
Here's the scoop, okay? Let's be really honest here. They could have used Le'Veon Bell yesterday in the worst way. It's time to maybe lay some blame at the feet of somebody who couldn't get him in, period. And I don't know what's going on with Ben there. There's something going on there. I have no idea what Tomlin's been dealing with. And one other thing, too. Antonio Brown needs to get more than 5 catches, period. End of story. And I know Roethlisberger loves Juju Smith-Schuster, and he is a number one wide receiver. They've got 2 ones. They should have thrown it 90 times yesterday and just not just not even bothered running it. Antonio Brown's going to have more than five catches for 35 yards. It was just one of three games this season where he didn't score a touchdown. And I'm sure he is behind the scenes right now a pill about it. And guess who's coming into town? New England.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Who let the dogs out?
The Rich Eisen Show, weekdays from noon to 2 p.m. right here on NBC Sports 920 The Game.
Time for the Grinch. Uh-huh. We substituted Grinch because the holiday season, in place of, man, that show is dope. When Christmas is over, we'll go back to dope. Let's start with a student. Her name, Lanice Powerless. She's a sophomore at U of Colorado, and she felt very powerless when Southwest Airlines wouldn't allow her to bring on the flight her beloved pet fish named Cassie. Well, she said Cassie's been her best friend, her BFF for all time. And when she spoke to a supervisor, they told her, unfortunately, quote, you cannot bring your fish on Southwest Airlines. She said, he's a cool fish. I put my finger in the bowl. He would nibble on it. Made me feel great. Well, Lanice, sorry, your fish Cassie has either been eaten or gone fishing. For the airlines, what a cringe. Sorry.
Sorry.
That's sad, ain't it?
So they just took the fish? That's it? That's
well, yeah, they kept the fish and her are...
It's a wrap, yeah.
Departed. It's over.
It's a fish probably burrito, eaten. One might say.
A fish sandwich.
Wow. All right, mine.
Tuna fish.
That's rough out there. So this is an ongoing story. It's a little holiday Grinch stuff, so I had to bring it back. But this is like the latest in it. A Louisville radio station let it be known that they have no problem with the newly controversial song Baby It's Cold Outside, and they played the holiday classic for two straight hours this past weekend.
Baby It's Cold Outside,
yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I think the controversy is absurd. And I am very open-minded to things like that, like why people feel a certain way and whatnot, but this is a little much. WAKY, the classic hit station in Louisville, they used different versions of the songs to fill the 2 hours. It was written in 1944, and it remains stagnant all these years. No one said anything until right now, all of a sudden. So I'm very, you know, big on the Me Too movement. I really am, and I would like to... I don't know the quote, but Idris Elba just came out with a statement, and he just said something to the effect of, like, the Me Too movement shouldn't worry you if you don't have anything to hide. And that's pretty much how I feel about the song, too. I mean, the song is...
I agree.
Yeah, it's not hiding anything at that point in time. That's how it was. It's a chivalrous song about, you know, trying to... I don't know. I just... There's a lot of argument to it, but I just...
Well, it seems like it's the dude trying to get close to a lady. She's pushing him back.
Yeah.
But it's no real pushing and shoving. He's, in a friendly way, trying to get close to her. And she's saying, no. He's like, baby, it's cold outside. It's... Oh, well.
Yeah.
Yeah, the song is okay.
Yeah. I mean, I understand what people are trying to make of it. I just don't think that is. And then I also think that when you do things like that and you... Oh, there you go. I think that when you make it like that, then it kind of discredits the real, you know, when things are really not okay. It's like, wow, it's just like Baby It's Cold Outside again, when it's not. So,
yeah. People are Grinches. I agree.
There you go.
All right, this story right here, we're going to take you to Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. This dude named Jackson Ricotte, 17-year-old employee there. He went to the extreme of letting everyone know that he didn't want his job anymore. And he told them why. He did this. I'm quite sure it was premeditated. So Jackson figured, you know what? I hate working at Walmart. I don't like the way they're treating me, some of the other coworkers. So he picked a good time where all these shoppers would be in there. And he grabbed this microphone, in-house mic. You know, sometimes you're in a store and they're like, aisle four, clean up the mess. There's a spill on I-7. Well, he picked that mic up and said, attention all shoppers. I don't want to work here anymore, and you shouldn't buy stuff here anymore. And the place is loaded, right? It's holiday shopping. So he's just putting them on blast. I hate it. I hate the way they treat me. I don't want to work here anymore. This is it. My final day. Mic drop. He drops the mic. Walks out.
Love it.
Look, Jackson, let me explain to you, okay? It's okay to have big onions. But being a fool and having big onions aren't the same thing. And when you burn a bridge in public like that, look, people are going to put this up on social media, right? YouTube, everywhere else is going to have it. And you ain't going to be able to get a job in that city or perhaps anywhere else in North America. Jackson, you just burned your own bridge permanently and you're only 17. Mm. And you are totally a Grinch.
He's 17. I agree, but he'll figure it out. Sometimes I came in here today after finding out some news. Sometimes you feel that way and you want to, and I didn't do anything. And I guess this is as close as it gets is me subtly mentioning.
Are you having
it
a bad
air.
Day?
I got some news today about, you know, things in this industry here. That's all I'll say. So it's quite upsetting.
Share with me
I would love to leave, you know, use my platform right now to tell everyone
right.
But I'm smarter than Jackson apparently. So go me.
Drop a mic.
Right.
Drop the mic on him. Come on.
All right. So
I love it.
I got one last one here. It's not really a holiday story, but a federal judge knocked down a New York state state law banning nunchucks that dated to the 70s. From back in the day with Bruce Lee, if you're familiar, obviously a familiar martial artist, actor extraordinaire. They were trying to ban it as a weapon, and they did, but then they overturned it based on the Second Amendment that the Constitution applies not just to firearms, but also nunchucks, the 44-year-old law. And the law was challenged by someone, and his claim was simply that it prevented him from teaching his twin sons a martial art form using nunchucks. So they were able to overturn that. A couple fun facts about nunchucks. There were close to 65,000 wood or metal ones sold in the United States in the past 23 years. And then the traditional martial arts weapon developed in Okinawa, made famous by Bruce Lee. I think that's pretty cool. I'm not a big gun guy, but nunchucks clearly are a part of the culture. They're part of the history. I think it's cool. And, you know, teach your kids some stuff. So.
Yeah, he's... The Grinch.
Yeah.
Ari, for those of you on Facebook, is talking about nunchucks being basically outlawed. When I was a kid coming up, remember Bruce Lee? Bruce Lee was, nobody was like Bruce Lee, man. I mean, you talk about the crow, the tiger, you name it. I mean, he did all that. The rat. Well, there wasn't a rat, but all the stuff he did, we used to emulate Bruce Lee when we were kids in school. We get in trouble for it, you know, during class. You hear somebody in the back, teacher will be on the chalkboard, and a kid will go, and turn around, everybody will be with their hands up on the desk like nothing ever happened. Who was that? We'll suspend the whole class. But no, nunchucks? Oh, man. You can hit yourself in the head and kill yourself. Put your eye out if you don't know how to swing those things, right?
Yeah, correct. But that's anything, really. I just, you know.
No, I think they're okay.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking them. I'm saying they're dope. Yeah. I like them.
Just for the reasons. It's not about being soft and all that. It's just, you know, there's more to it than it's just being an arbitrary weapon that people use. So
I agree.
There you go.
All right, we'll close things out here in the final go-round. We'll talk here about, we'll keep it here, Ari.
Yep.
Denver Nuggets and the surprising Nuggets right now 20-9, and their percentage is points ahead of the 21-10 Warriors. Okay, but it's a team that I'm watching their game the other night. They're playing against Toronto. They're up in Denver, and Toronto's blowing them out. Okay, at halftime they were up by 8, and then they got up by as many as 14-15, and I wanted to see what this team was made of. And they went on like a 21-3 run and ended up winning that game. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I know it's the Denver Nuggets, and there's not many players on that team that we know much about, but could this team be a team that could challenge the Dubs? We'll see. Once again, doing my thing here, 6000 Southeastern, Toy Drive. Come see me. I'll be here all the way through till Thursday morning. Seed Williams for Ari, for Mike, for Angel. Come see me, Toy Drive, Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation. Power up, power out.